pull Vanessa out.
Oh.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, I ordered 3 of the scopes quite a bit ago, like on February 27th, and I haven't received them yet, and I don't have any way of tracking to see if they're going to come or what.
Okay, let me get that order pulled up for you. Let's get everything checked on. Can I have the name and zip code used for the order?
Connie Russett or William Russett. It could be under 33541 or under 34601.
Okay, let's see.
I have the order number, if that would help.
I think I got it pulling up. Ms. Russell, if you don't mind, just to confirm, can you, what's that shipping address you would have used for the zip of 34601?
Okay, that's 910 North Broad Street in Brooksville, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect. Thank you. It does bring up, I show 3 of the cosmic scopes, really great binoculars. You did also purchase the tripod and the phone clip for each, I show.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And when I did it, when I was ordering the tripod and the clip, it said for each scope, when it and it said for what you've ordered, and I had ordered 3, but then when I said approved it, then it came back and said I was only getting 1 scope and 1 tripod, but I had already checked out, so I didn't even know what to do then.
Weird. Account. I definitely do
what
show.
Bill? Come on. I'm on the phone and she's laying on the dog. I'm sorry. I have a puppy and a grandchild playing together. Can she go with you, please? Pretty please?
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
She was on him. I just seen him squirming. Okay, sorry. What was that?
Oh, you're fine. So I show here on your order that each scope will contain the tripod and the phone clip. And I do want to let you know, ma'am, I really do apologize. The week this order was processed, I don't know if you've seen the little pop-up message after the order was processed on our website. It did advise they were on back order. They did have a bit of a shipping delay. At this time, what we're doing is we're prioritizing orders, meaning getting them sent over to the warehouse and they're getting processed within the 24 hours following. And after that, you should have your scopes within the next 4 business days.
Okay, so when is that shipment going to go so I can count 4 days?
So your label, I'm getting the document submitted as we speak for it to be prioritized. So the label will be made. See, actually, we're quite early, so it should be made, I'm guessing, by this evening. I would say by this time tomorrow, but it is through United States Postal Service. So we'll get it sent over to the warehouse, get that label created. That'll be sent to your email to keep tabs on it. From the time it is shipped, you should have it within the 4 business days following, so no later than Thursday.
Okay, that'll work. They're just gifts, so...
Awesome.
I have kids that hunt, so I thought they would like them.
I was just about to say, yeah, I've seen this, you know, also I see it all the time come across my YouTube videos, and I think I'm going to get one for my nephew because he likes to go out hunting with his dad.
Well, you know, you have to start. You can't trigger until after the sun rises, but you got to know what's there, so the second it starts getting a little bit light, you have it. So my son-in-law spent like $4,000 on a scope that's the infrared and night vision, and I'm like, you
wow.
Spent what?
Well,
yeah. So my son's like, I really want one of those, and I'm like, at $4,000 that won't ever be happening from this direction. So I saw that and I was like, what? Chief, I can do that.
Yeah,
when
definitely.
You're taking $4,000, it was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, my husband, he loves to just sit out and look. And I said, you know, the binoculars, you have to do both eyes, and it
both
never
hands.
Fails. Somebody picks them up and messes them up. So one eye isn't focused in. And I'm like, I can't do that stuff. If you've got a stigma in one eye, you just aren't going to be able to use regular binoculars. And I went, this is cool. So I just thought they might would like it. But we will see. It wouldn't be the first time I brought something that somebody didn't like. But
really? Well, it's the thought that counts. And, I mean, I really think they'll find that gets some use out of it. I don't see why they wouldn't like it. And, you know, with the tripod and the phone clip also, if they're, you know, out and want to take any, like, videos, it's really handy to zoom in, and it's stable with the tripod. I mean, can't go wrong as a gift.
Yeah, well, I watched it, and y'all convinced me. But you would be surprised how many things I have bought online, and I would buy one thing, and then what comes is, like, not even what was in the picture. So I had started, like, with PayPal, and it was ridiculous. I one time bought a desk that had the tilting desk, the cup holder on the side, where if you're laying in bed, it would pull the thing up so you could see the keyboard and you could still open up your laptop. Oh, yeah. This thing looked so nice. And it was like $19 with like $9.99 shipping. And I'm like, okay, I could use that. That is worth buying. I will buy it. And be damned. I got a small piece of, it wasn't wood. It was like that pressed cardboard.
Oh, no.
It was three pieces that went together kind of like a puzzle that if you put the laptop on, it would slide off. And it was only like 9 inches wide. So nothing, not even like a screen. But that didn't help if you were laying in bed and wanted to use the drink holder that was non-existent. I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, you seriously sent me three little pieces of cardboard. And do you know PayPal was like, well, they say that you received the package. I said, so I could send you one curler for like a perm and that would be good. That's the same thing. I don't think so. So, I mean, I had to argue back and forth with them. And finally I sent pictures. I said, this is what they said. And this is, they went, oh my gosh. We'll get your refund in a minute. It's happening right now as we speak. But it is like
that's
that crazy. For everything you buy from China, don't buy anything that's supposed to be shipped. Because what they'll do is they will tell you they'll take them back. But what China does is they send them to the United States, and then the United States sends them out to be shipped. But if you don't like what you're getting, you have to send it back to China. Do you know how much it costs to ship something to China? So there's no way you can't get your money back because they're willing to let you send it back, but it's not a free refund.
Wow.
I mean, I literally bought two screens. You know how your telephone is a small enough screen, so you can buy the ones that are, I've seen them advertised. They're like 8x11. They were like a good size, almost as big as a sheet of paper.
That
and
magnifying
all you do is
screen, right?
No. This is a whole screen. It looked like an iPad, kind of like one of those. But it was just a screen that Bluetooth to your phone. So you could lay your phone down and you could literally, it was touch and everything. It was just an extension of your actual hand phone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this would be great for my husband because, you know, he could use it. And then my grandson was doing homeschooling. And I'm like, anytime he's doing homework, he could do that. This is great. Because, you know, all the phones now, they've got Word and everything on them. Do you know what they sent me from China? It was a small pink onesie T-shirt for a child. That's what they sent. So they
said,
they realized they had sent me the wrong thing, that if I would like to send the shirt back to China, they would refund me $25 of the refund. That's it. Didn't matter that I paid like almost $100 for the screens. I was going to get $25 back after I shipped the T-shirt back. I mean, it is a infant, and real thin onesie shirt for a preemie. I'm like, what? This isn't even in the same, I mean, like apples, oranges. Nope. That's what I got. And that one, I did that one saying I received the package, but it wasn't the right thing. So they proved that they had sent me the package, so I wasn't going to get my money back. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Be careful if you ever shop. So when I called, I was just like, please don't tell me this is something else I got to not get.
Oh, no, ma'am. And we ship from Milpitas, California. So
that's what I thought.
Yeah, so no worries about none of that. Yeah. That is a headache and a half to hear. Wow. I've never
So be real careful when you shop. I always go through PayPal, but that one I couldn't get refunded because I ordered it. I reported it incorrectly. I should have said I received something, but it wasn't the right. And I was saying I didn't receive them because I didn't receive them. So when they backed that they had shipped it, they wouldn't even go in and they wouldn't even talk to me anymore. There's a lot of money that I got a T-shirt for. And I don't even have a grandchild that little. I'm like, I'm going to kill someone. My family said, please stop ordering stuff, Mom. You're going to be broke and you're going to have a T-shirt and a crayon.
A T-shirt and a crayon. I know. I'm always telling my mom, be careful, too, because she, you know, she gets all excited from the stuff she sees. And she's like, oh, I want to buy this and I want to buy that and that. And I'm like, Mom, you
know.
But
it's on Facebook. So you would think that Facebook wouldn't let false companies that get that many complaints about them, but they do. Anyone can advertise on Facebook. It's not reputable companies. All of these items were ordered through a company that was on Facebook. So I don't order anything anymore.
Yeah.
Except these were like cool, and I knew they were from USA.
I stick to Amazon.
I don't blame you. Well, I can't wait to get these scopes, and thank you so much for working with me, and now I'll get them, and the kids will love them, I hope.
You're very welcome, Miss Russa, and look, just to let you know, again, I have that order sent to the warehouse to be prioritized, so within the next 24 hours, you should be getting the tracking label from United States Postal Service. After that, about 3 to 4 business days, no later than next Thursday. If you have any questions or concerns regarding the shipment, shipping time, any questions when you get the scopes, just reach back out to us. We're happy, you know, to help with your order.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ms. Russett. You do too. And thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.